From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Two things. First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Thank you.
And secondly, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And I have something in case our listeners missed it. This past week, you and I were TV stars.
That's right. quote unquote.
Quote unquote. On the Food Network during the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament up in New York this past February. Crew from Dinner Impossible was there. Let's just hear a little bit of it.
Chef Robert.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. Will Shortz and I have been doing a puzzle segment on National Public Radio for the last 20 years.
Oh, the eggs! Bugger! See, NPR has made me ruin my eggs.
So this isn't the best time to ask you to do something for me, is it?
Oh, it was so much fun. The whole challenge for the chef was to make dishes that represent common phrases that we often hear, like high on the hog or the surprise I had for you out of the frying pan and into the fire. Well, Chef Robert was very kind to do that for me. Now you have to do something for me, Will. You have to remind me of the challenge you gave last week.
Yes, I said take a first name in five letters containing the letter V, as in Victor, change the V to an L, and rearrange all the letters, you'll get a familiar last name. And these first and last names go together to name a famous living star in Hollywood. Who is it?
Who is it?
Answer is Kevin Kline.
Oh, hey, star puzzle, Will. Real nice. We got about 1,800 correct entries this time, and from those entries, we randomly selected Carol Zonich of Longview, Washington, to play on the air with us today. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hi.
How long did it take you to solve the puzzle?
Not too long, maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, whoa, quick. How long have you been playing?
Thanks to my friend Tom Wolf, I've been playing about 3 to 4 years.
Oh, that's great. And I understand that maybe it's appropriate that we talked about Dinner Impossible and the Food Network with you as our contestant. You have a connection to cooking.
Yes, I love to cook. It's one of my hobbies. And I have a cookbook that we sell at our store, and all those proceeds go to a local scholarship.
How nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we're going to have any food on our puzzle segment today, but you never know. You never know. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. Will, please meet Carol and let's play.
All right. First, I'd like to tell everyone the challenge puzzle coming up will involve a little writing. So if you want to try it, you should have pencil and paper handy. Now, Carol, I've brought an assortment of brain teasers, all to do with mother and mothers.
Okay.
And here's number one. Rearrange the letters of mothers to name something you might drink from.
Thermos.
Thermos is right. Good job. Number two, think of a familiar 11-letter word that consists only of the letters in mother, M-O-T-H-E-R, each repeated as often as necessary. And here's a hint. The second syllable is pronounced mom.
Comma 11-letter
word. 11 letters.
Thermometer.
Thermometer.
Oh,
good.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I had it. I was just keeping quiet.
Good job. Try this one. Insert one letter in the exact center of mama, M-A-M-A, to spell a familiar five-letter word.
M-A-M-A, and put one letter
right in the middle.
And is there a definition of this word?
No, you don't need a definition. There's only 26 possibilities.
Well, I'm thinking magma.
Magma is in a volcano. Good.
Yeah.
All right, here's your next one. Insert the three-letter name of something to wear in the exact center of mama to get a title of respect.
Something to wear. Mahatma.
Mahatma, yeah, put a hat in the middle. The French word for mother is mère, M-E-R-E. What familiar eight-letter word ends in M-E-R-E?
Cashmere.
Didn't even need a hint on that. If I ask you what word follows mother and precedes shape to complete compound words or familiar two-word phrases, you would say ship, as in mothership and ship shape. What word follows mother and precedes bumps, B-U-M-P-S? It's a five-letter word. Mother blank and blank bumps.
Think fairy tale.
Help me, Leanne.
Go ahead, Leanne.
Mother goose.
Oh,
Mother goose
and
goosebumps is right.
Of course, still against me, yeah.
If you change the M in mother to BR, you'll name another relative. The name of what drink, starting with M in four letters, becomes the name of a food if you change the M to BR?
Mead and bread?
Yes.
Mead and bread, yes. And here's your last one. Note that the word mothers contains the letters of five pronouns: me, he, she, her, and hers. And this is counting possessive pronouns. Think of another seven-letter word that contains the letters of 11 pronouns. And here's a hint. The word means twists in pain. Seven-letter word, twists in pain. And it will contain all the letters of 11 pronouns.
Right.
Is it? That contains I, we, he, his, her, hers, she, it, its, their, and theirs.
Oh, my.
Nice job.
You know, Carol, you're a bit of a guinea pig here, I think. You know, this is the first time I think Will has done several different kinds of puzzles in one puzzle segment.
Proud to help.
Yo, you were great. Yet, you know, between the anagrams and the this and the that, you did very well. These were hard.
For your help, Leanne.
Oh, thank you for yours, too. You know, of course, given that we've played a whole puzzle about mothers, it's hard to forget that today is Mother's Day. So we actually have a special celebrity mom to tell you, Carol, what you'll take home for playing our puzzle today.
Hello, I'm Pat. I'm Scott Simon's mom. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1 and 2 and 3 from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. And I like to listen to member station WBEZ in Chicago, and although Weekend Edition Saturday is my very favorite program, every Sunday morning, my next favorite would be you, Leanne. We enjoy listening to you so much, and we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Oh, she's so sweet. Carol, do you have a shout-out to anyone on Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be thrilled. And so before we let you go celebrate, tell us what member station you listen to, Carol.
I am a member of KOPB in Portland, Oregon.
Now, there's an M word that I like, member. Carol Zonich of Longview, Washington, thanks for playing the puzzle. It was very difficult, and it was nice to have you on our team. Thanks again.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you, Will.
All right, Will, we need a challenge for next week. The fun doesn't stop here.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I had a challenge puzzle involving equations, in which the first equation was 5 equals 4, and the answer involved Roman numerals. Well, listener David Hill of New York City has sent me a similar puzzle, but with a whole new theme. Take these equations: 5 equals 4, 7 equals 17, 9 equals 25, and 35 equals 2. What does 14 equal? It's a pretty puzzle, but I don't think many listeners will get this. So again, it's 5 equals 4, 7 equals 17, 9 equals 25, and 35 equals 2. What does 14 equal?
Why do I feel like I'm taking the SAT test with this one? When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Great fun today. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.